The binder, Kanan, approached, and with some interest examined Finn's hands.
"Like a cat," she said, and Raphael nodded in agreement. "They're done with the grave," Kanan reported. "Though," she snorted, "I think Percival would like to keep digging."
Raphael nodded. "Yes, I can imagine he would." There had been very little conversation among the company since Alchik's attack on Finn. The sudden shock of the Mongols' assault had left them all wordless, but no words were necessary to comprehend Percival's grief at having fallen asleep at the watch. Privately, Raphael thought it was more likely that the Frank had been captivated by an ecstatic vision, much like the one that had come over him in the forest shortly after the death of Turan and the knight's horse. He tried to push the idea out of his thoughts, though, because he did not want to face the dreadful conclusion that followed. Illumination brought death to those nearby. What price was being exacted for the guidance the knight was receiving? Vera indicated to Kanan that she should help with the wrapping of the dead.
"It is time,"
the shield maiden said to Raphael, her stern eyes unusually soft.
"No amount of drawing will bring life back to this face."
"Aye," Raphael agreed, and he set aside his tools. He lent a hand, and soon Finn was nothing more than